Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stinkweed Pete checks in.
This date, huh?
Sort of. This month.
What year?
This year and every year. This month, March, is apparently Long Ball Awareness Month.
Oh, this is
across the empire.
You mentioned Rapunzel syndrome earlier about people eating hair.
Yeah.
Todd's Rapunzel balls.
That's right.
Todd's got
Let
really long
down
balls.
Your balls.
Yeah. Todd Punzel.
Todd Punzel. Stinkweed Pete says, with shorts season quickly approaching,
yeah.
Todd inevitably becomes self-conscious about his stretchy scrotum.
Inevitably.
And he says, over the many, many years of Todd's sack self-loathing, there have been a lot of suggestions.
Is it loathing?
Apparently.
There have been a lot of suggestions as to how Todd and others that are afflicted with this same thing may attempt to manage and or cope with what Stinkweed Pete refers to as hideously droopy testicles.
Man, he must have seen them.
Well, he's heard the different... ideas that have been floated on how to deal
now, in my defense,
with
I
the Rapunzel balls.
I saw Todd's balls, well, more than once over the years, but I saw his balls before they dropped, because it was before the...
before they dropped.
No, because, no,
before,
no,
it was like BC before
it was right before the vasectomy, and that's vasectomies make your balls drop.
He knew Todd as a fetus.
Well, you know how... things get exaggerated on this show a little bit.
We talked about this yesterday,
And people will see you and say, your head's not that big.
Right, and people see your balls say that?
Yeah, they say, your balls aren't that long. I get that all the time.
I know you do.
But
like,
I go,
you sure?
I go with the exaggeration.
Yeah. I like that.
So so we don't need any of the helpful hints that we've come up with throughout the years?
Are they written down?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I think that you should for those who actually suffer from the long ball syndrome.
Cool balls, dude.
That's what Nick said the first time he saw your balls.
A lot of people do.
Okay, let's hear the list.
They're not that long, but please put them away.
Right. So some of the things that people may need to do in order to manage and or cope with their droopy testicles. Tie them around your leg.
Wow.
Apparently, these are things that have been...
But not in short season.
Apparently, these are things that have been suggested to Todd throughout the years.
All right.
Tie them around your leg. Maybe tie them around your waist.
Oh.
Yeah. Pull them up under the shirt and hang them over the collar like a bolo tie.
Oh, so that's like balls up. That's like a helmet up.
I guess so, yeah.
Balls up. You can join the balls up club. I get the helmet up club.
Put the balls next to the helmet.
Yeah. Nature's pocket apparently gets a vote.
In your butt?
Okay. Scrotal tuck gets a got a vote. That does cost
money. Right.
As does scrotoplasty. I think that may be a similar thing. Scrotoplasty might be just an ironing.
No, I think it's sucking it up a little bit.
Right. Smoothing it out.
Oh, get the wrinkles out.
Well, I don't know about
tucking them into a tube sock or throwing them over your shoulder like a Continental soldier. Or even scrotoflage, apparently. Scrotoflage was suggested after a report of new camouflage technology that can project an image of what is behind something onto the front. Of course, this does nothing for people standing behind Todd or in front of him if he's walking backwards.
Yeah.
You know, if I could go back in time, I would les it up 24 hours. And believe me, one thing I would not miss.
What?
Balls.
So I looked up scrotoplasty.
Yeah, of course you did.
That's a very umbrella term, because it can mean, as Craig said, getting it tucked up to shorten them up.
Right.
But it can also mean just creating one for someone who's gone through gender reassignment.
Oh, okay. Oh,
like creating a nudicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only one gender. It's guy with a penis. and a other gender.
And one ball.
A right. girl that wants the penis. That's the way I...
Or if your scrotum has been injured or something, repairing it that way is also called a scrotoplasty. So it's a very wide-ranging term.
And they don't lop off the penis. And it was pointed out to
us. They shove it back in you.
Yeah.
They hollow it out and use the skin for the vagina. Puss told me that.
Young lady from Wichita. Check in on Facebook a couple weeks ago.
I know, it sounds horrible, but yeah.
But yeah, and they pointed out that...
I knew that.
No, they don't lop it off.
No.
They...
It's the lining of your vagina.
Right.
So that's why some women, it's more of a sensitive thing then, too. They actually can get off.
The penis. So I'm repurposing the penis.
Last night.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Windows were blown out and homes damaged after officials in the UK detonated a bomb from the Second World War. 2,200-pound German bomb was discovered on an allotment due for development and blown up on Saturday. Hundreds of people were evacuated.
The CPAC cried when they heard a German bomb went off and nobody was killed.
Oh, they should have brought that over here.
They should have.
As a centerpiece.
Damn right.
Hundreds of people were evacuated so that officials could conduct the controlled explosion. They took extensive measures to mitigate the impact of the blast, including the laying of sandbags and digging of trenches. And so now they are doing structural assessments to figure out if people can return to their homes.
Isn't that crazy? Where was your dad, Craig, during the bombing of London?
Hiding.
I know, but
yeah. Good answer. No, I'm not kidding.
I know that.
I'm not kidding.
But one of the stories I always heard. Bill Wyman has a story. The original bass player for the Stones. A bomb hit his neighbor's house, and his buddy was killed. I mean, it's just crazy to me. He's like 5-6 years old. Bill Wyman, maybe a little older at the time, and now he's probably about 5 or so. And the neighbor's house got hit, and his best friend and his family died. That's how close it was.
My dad has a story about his uncle who happened to be out of his house, and the front of his house got hit or was blasted by a bomb.
Right.
So he was forced to live in the back of the house at this point. Well, then another time he was gone, the back of the house got hit, and then he had no place to live.
Man, lucky bastard.
He very lucky.
Or not.
Well, very lucky in that he was never home when his home got bombed.
The Germans flew back over and said, let's get the back half of that house now, too. Let's finish this bitch.
Did your dad grow up in London proper or surrounding areas?
Both.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Surrounding areas!
But he was in London during the Blitzkrieg, and I think they ended up getting him out for a time. He was hiding while he was being bombed.
And he was what? A toddler, right?
Yeah. Well,
Does he remember much?
Oh, yeah. Well,
Well, he was born in what?
36.
Oh, yeah, he would remember. Five years old, yeah. Six, 7 years old, 8 years old, that's a whole bit, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so you know how it is. When you are young, the things that are
stand
that
out.
Really impact you.
Like that.
Stand out.
None of us were 5 or 6, and people didn't bomb our houses.
Right, that's something you're going to remember.
Yes.
Well, it would affect your psyche for the rest of your life.
Right.
Yeah.
The Ramones have really minimized the Blitzkrieg in my mind.
With the bop.
Yeah.
Blitzkrieg bop. I know. See, I was singing that the other day. I heard that song the other day. I love that song. Yeah. They minimized the Blitzkrieg.
Yeah, they put a beat behind it.
They did.
Blitzkrieg bop.
Did they concentrate
really on a horrifying bombing?
Bombing the city, or were they just bombing the whole island?
That's a good point. I think it was London bombings, but it was a whole area, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they went where the population was.
Right.
A horrible story out of southern India.
Your dad's fully vaccinated now, right?
He is.
All right, cool.
Nice.
So is he out just dancing and singing out loud to places and hanging
out? Not yet. He's still doing the right thing.
Because he's a smart guy.
Yeah, he's doing the right thing. Right. He doesn't want anybody else to get it from him just in case.
Tell people on on the social media that.
Yeah.
They're very reasonable.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, there were some people at a bar singing the Blitzkrieg Bop.
Just singing.
Now, that's stuck in my head all day.
Yeah,
thanks, Nick.
Right.
Yeah, but his songs go to get stuck in your head.
That's a great one.
Could that's on the high end, absolutely.
You want me to take care of that for you?
No.
You want me to take care of that for you?
No.
You want me to take care of that for you?
Go ahead.
Damn it.
There you go.
I'm in the mood to hear the Blitzkrieg Bop now. Is that the system?
I'm going to find it. I don't know. You never know. Sometimes we put that.
You never know.
Some of that cool stuff's in there. Yeah. Some of it's stuff the station plays. Sorry, man. No, I got Indian Giver and I want to be sedated. I don't have Blitzkrieg Bop. Yeah. Indian Giver is the name of the song. I love that. I remember that song.
They had the best names of songs.
They did. They were great.
I love it. Like this song's. I don't want to go down to the basement. What's it about? Not wanting to go down to the basement. There's something down there.
Some friends of mine were complete Ramones freaks. Saw them everywhere. I love them too. I turned. I got a chance to interview those guys in college. That's the biggest regret I ever had. I got a call at my apartment. They were playing our college. I was going to go to the show, but I was at a pregame party. You know, everybody's just partying. I'm probably 19. Hey, Mike, you want to interview the Ramones? And I said, man, I'm at this party, man.
Yeah.
Swear to God, Nick. And it's I could easily lie and say I went and did it, but no, I regret that to this day.
Yeah.
I mean, the Ramones were big where I was in college, too. I mean, it wasn't like they were some new band. They were huge, and it was the Ramones. And I said,
that's a one-off chance.
Never again. Obviously, not now.
I don't know. This kegger's pretty nice.
Exactly.
Having a good time.
And it was. The kegger was at my house.
Oh, we could still reach out.
It's harder to leave if the party's at your house.
Yeah. What was that?
We could reach out to him.
Well, they're all dead.
Make that good. Are they all dead?
One, the drummer's alive.
Yeah, we talked to Marky.
Yeah, Marky.
A few years back.
And he's the second drummer, actually, but he was one of the originals. Yeah. Well, the second drummer.
That probably would have been a tough interview.
Yeah, especially at that time. I mean, this was, I'm not going to give a date away, but it was a long time ago. They were still young dudes, you know. You know, older than me, but younger dudes.
Well, just punks. To try to corral all of the Ramones and have them all answering a question?
I don't know. College radio, they loved college radio because that's how they got their start. So I'm hoping it would have turned out good, but it didn't happen. So I shouldn't have brought it up, damn it.
Did somebody else interview him?
I think this girl I knew in the radio station went and did it.
But she didn't get to party, and you did.
Yeah.
Shut up.
She missed out.
I regret it. I regret it already.
Yeah, and if you'd left.
I would have had to do it. Well, I was going to write the article, too, for the local student newspaper, but I was also going to do the whatever. I'm pissed off.
That's fine. It's not like they were the Ramones.
Shut up. Shut up.
And if you'd left that party at your place, all the cool stuff that you had would have gotten ruined.
Yeah, all your Ramones records.
Except you didn't have any cool stuff.
And it wasn't just my place. You know, I obviously had roommates. No, that place was an asshole. You know, I could have left that thing for weeks and came back. It wouldn't have looked any different.
Is this the place that you shut off one bathroom and nobody used it for years on end?
Yes. For like the last year we were there, we just shut one bathroom off.
No, we're not going to clean it.
Right.
That had to be a cesspool.
It was, Nick. It was.
I've seen some nasty, college bathrooms, but for somebody to be like, that's too much.
Yep.
Just shut the door.
We shut the door and locked it from the inside.
Man.
And it wasn't like they turned out to be the Ramones.
No,
that's the best part about it.
They were the Ramones.
You could have at least invited them to the party.
I went to the show. Oh. The show was excellent. You know.
You know why? Because it was the Ramones. Ramones.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. They only changed the music world.
Yeah, probably nothing to ask those guys.
Story out of India.
But I never made that mistake again.
What, you didn't turn down
the Ramones?
The Ramones ever again?
No, I just remembered that. You want to interview these guys? Yes. I said yes after that.
Because you never know who's going to turn out to be the Ramones.
Right. Like Golden Earring and Molly Hatchet. Scandal.
Yeah, I've heard of them spoken of on the level people speak of the Ramones.
Shut up. Shut up. No, I mean saying that reason at the time.
An illegal cockfight was going on in India.
Oh, this is a great story.
Oh, this is a cautionary tale.
Yes.
One of the birds tried to escape. The bird's owner went after the bird, but ended up getting impaled in the groin by a 3-inch-long knife on the bird's leg. The man died on the way to the hospital from a loss of blood.
My favorite part about the story
was the animal taken to court as evidence.
The headline should have been...
not as the murderer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought that was going to end.
The cock actually stabbed the, you know, think about it. That's what it did.
Right.
Right.
Cock stabs, you know.
Junk.
You know, or no, or just the C-bomb again. That should have been the headline. That would have sucked you in right away.
Yeah, if you're chasing after an animal that has blades attached to its legs, maybe just let him go.
They hooked those blades up. It's horrible.
It's his chicken.
Yeah, it's his chicken.
Maybe in India, the nickname for your junk isn't the same as a nickname for a male chicken.
Yeah. In the United States, it is, and when the headline would be written out that way, right?
I think that's pretty universal.
Oh, you know what? Why don't you get Dr. Bino on that? See if they call it a C-bomb in India.
I'll text her.
Because that's Todd and I's favorite word.
What a slang for junk.
And we always wanted Dr. Bino to say that, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
I know you and I do.
Yeah. Not just her.
I know. Well, we want to,
everybody.
Any woman. Right?